Mr. David Arquette, thank you so much for being with us. We are talking to the legendary actor, David Arquette. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Legendary. Well, that's quite a statement. Thank you.
Let's talk about Sherlock Holmes. First of all, the intrigue surrounding Sherlock Holmes is always so incredible. But you are bringing him to the stage here in Chicago. What a cool role for you.
Yeah, it sure is. We're really excited about it. We have a great cast and crew. And Sherlock Holmes, such a loved character. It's actually a humorous interpretation, so it's a little different from what people are used to, but it's a lot of fun.
I can imagine you bringing just the right of, comedic action to Sherlock Holmes. I'm sure it's a different take. I mean, everyone plays Holmes differently, but talk about how you are portraying him.
I think I bring a lot of humor to it. It's a lighter sort of thing. I mean, he tends to be really very serious in some of the other interpretations, but ours is fun, and people just end up laughing, having a great time. It's a really beautiful production, and it's just a great time.
How great is it for you to be back on the stage? I mean, we know your movies, we know your indie films, we know your TV shows, but is it cool for you as an actor being back on the stage?
Yeah, this is my third professional play, and this one's touring, so it's really great to see all these different cities. We're really excited about going to Chicago. We're at the Oriental Theater, and it's such a beautiful place. I got a chance to go by a couple weeks ago, and I was just floored by how gorgeous that theater is.
Isn't it so cool? I mean, it's just so ornate. Some say it's haunted,
I heard that. That'll add to the intrigue and mystery for sure.
Absolutely. And Chicagoans are so passionate about theater, and we consider ourselves the first city, even though they call us the second city. But you're going to have such strong crowds and such audience participation when you're here, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, you guys love theater, and I actually lived in Chicago for a short period of time. My father was involved with Second City there, and it's a place that's close to my heart.
Very cool. Is there anything you're going to need to do when you're in town, like the deep dish pizza, Al's beef?
Yes, yeah, absolutely, deep dish pizza. Go to the great restaurants there. You guys have such a cool culinary world. So, and then my family's going to be there. We're going to go at the. We're going to be part of the parade for Thanksgiving. So it'll be fun to celebrate Thanksgiving there.
That is a fun parade. I know you're the Grand Marshal of the Thanksgiving Day Parade. That, I'm telling you, it's second to Macy's. I swear, you're going to have a really good time in that parade.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Now, okay, you mentioned your family. So obviously, you're also supportive of each other. What's Thanksgiving like at the Arquette house? I mean, do you all get together, or is the family too big now and you kind of do your own thing?
No, we usually all get together. It's going to be a little difficult being away from that side of my family, but I'll have my son and my wife out. So,
very cool. How awesome is that? I mean, as an actor and coming from an acting family, were your family so supportive of you and your roles?
Yeah, we all really love each other and are completely supportive. We don't really talk shop that much. Like, when we're all together, we usually just joke around, laugh, and have fun, do karaoke or something silly.
I have to ask you, too, your range as an actor is so broad and so fantastic. I mean, you can be funny, you can be serious, you can be dramatic. Is it difficult? Is it challenging as an actor? Do you like to take on these different personas?
Yeah, I do like to challenge myself, and that's part of the reason why I wanted to play Sherlock Holmes. And there's a couple serious moments, but for the most part, it's a little lighter and, fun. But I like playing the drama, too, because it just allows you to sort of test yourself and go out there and tap into a different thing rather than just being silly or whatever.
What do you want audiences to walk away from with this performance, David, once they see you in this cast?
I just want them to have fun. That's really what the whole show's about. It's a Canadian production. We have an incredible cast. James Maslow plays Dr. Watson. Renee Olstead plays Lady Irene. And they're just like these wonderful young actors, and everybody's sort of at the top of their game. So it's just a good time.
And talk about your cast, too. I'm hearing that there's a lot of chemistry between the three, between James and you and Renee, and I hear there's a lot of chemistry, and that obviously is so important when you're putting out a production like this.
Yeah, they're such like wonderful, talented actors. They're just, young and full of life, and I sometimes feel like the old guy, but
it's different, isn't it?
You're, Dave, the other day was like my big brother, and I was like more like dad.
Right, but that's kind of cool, though. I mean, you're so young. We're about the same age. You're so young. At least that's what I keep telling people. Oh, we're so young. We're so young. But was it kind of neat having the other actors look up to you, kind of as the elder on the set?
Yeah, it's been fun. We really I just love looking over and like getting into the flow of the scenes and the play when everything starts moving, because it's very fast paced. So when everything starts moving, we're running around. It's just a silly adventure.
What? So do I want to know what goes on backstage in between the costume changes? Do I want to know what y'all are doing?
Well, a couple of our cast members have been doing these really funny online videos, like behind the scenes and in the dressing rooms, and just having fun with that.
The David Arquette vines on the set of Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. Well, we are so psyched to have you coming to Chicago, and you're going to be the Grand Marshal of the parade. You want to do a shout-out to anybody out there to come see the play and come see you?
Oh, yeah, just everybody. If you want to have a good time, come out and see Sherlock Holmes and come to the parade. And I'm just honored to have been asked to do that.
And you're going to have to fight the Arquette clan for good seats.
That's right.
Very cool. Thank you, David. Appreciate your time.
Hey,
and we'll see you in a couple weeks, my friend.
Okay. See you.
Take care. Thank you so much. That is the great David Arquette. Sherlock Holmes is going to be, as he said, the Oriental Theater, November 24th through the 29th. Get your tickets now.